Hi, everyone. Time for a good dose of the good stuff. This is Kim and Mike Burge. Hey, did you know this season you should be spending some time with your ranching roots? It's a good idea. Appreciate what the land has to offer. Sunrises over the pasture, a day on horseback, satisfaction of a job well done, and a fresh copy of Tri-State Livestock News. It's packed with everything you need in a ranching publication. Visit tsln.com.
You're invited to a guaranteed incredible hometown event Monday, February 12th, 2024, starting at noon Mountain Time at Faith Livestock Auction, Faith, South Dakota. It's the Slutton Angus Bull Sale, 36th annual event with 115 head. 30 head of coming yearling heifers. Again, that's February 12th. Faith Livestock Auction, Faith, South Dakota. Slutton Angus, breeding for the most efficient genetics that still produce premiums for you.
And I hope you have your plans in place or you're working hard on them. The annual Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo is coming up Friday, January 26th through February 3rd in Rapid City, South Dakota. They also have the largest trade shows in the region featuring over 300 vendors. They have a variety of events, and these are just a couple. They have special music events like Chancey Williams with Tyler Halverson on February 2nd. Don't miss the Boots and Beer Festival on February 3rd or the Bronx for Breakfast on the 31st. Annual Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo coming up Friday, January 26th through February 3rd.
I have some household tidbits for you today.
Okay.
Goal was to lose a few pounds. Well, maybe a lot of folks have set that as a New Year's resolution. Ate salad for dinner, mostly croutons and tomatoes. Really, just one big round crouton covered with tomato sauce and cheese. Fine, it was a pizza. I ate pizza. How to prepare tofu. You know what tofu is,
everybody?
Okay.
Yeah.
Number one, throw it in the trash. And number two, grill some meat.
Very good.
I live by that.
Yep, absolutely.
I just did a week's worth of cardio after walking into a spider web.
That left a picture in my mind.
I don't mean to brag, but I finished my 14-day diet in 3 hours and 20 minutes.
Oh, good job.
Yeah. What do you have to share?
Whipped right through that, didn't you? I've got a story that I know we've had before, but you know, the classics just... they're called a classic for a reason. This is the wooden bowl. See if you remember it. A frail old man went to live with his son, daughter-in-law, and 4-year-old grandson. The old man's hands trembled. His eyesight was blurred and his step faltered. The family ate together at the table, but the elderly grandfather's shaky hands and failing sight made eating difficult. Peas rolled off his spoon onto the floor. When he grasped the glass, milk spilled onto the tablecloth. The son and daughter-in-law became irritated with the mess. "We must do something about father," said the son. "I've had enough of his spilled milk, noisy eating, and food on the floor." So husband and wife set a small table in the corner. There, grandfather ate alone, while the rest of the family enjoyed dinner. Since grandfather had broken a dish or two, his food was served in a wooden bowl. When the family glanced in grandfather's direction, sometimes he had a tear in his eye as he sat eating alone. Still, the only words the couple had for him were sharp comments when he dropped a fork or spilled food. The 4-year-old watched it all in silence. One evening before supper, the father noticed his son playing with wood scraps on the floor. He asked his son, "What are you making there, lad?" Just as sweetly, the boy responded, "Oh, I am making a little bowl for you and Mama to eat your food in when I grow up." The 4-year-old smiled, and he went back to work. The words so struck the parents that they were speechless. Then tears started to stream down their cheeks. Though no words were spoken, both knew what must be done. That evening, the husband took grandfather's hand and gently led him back to the family table. For the remainder of his days, he ate every meal with the family, and for some reason, neither husband nor wife seemed to care any longer when a fork was dropped, milk spilled, or the tablecloth soiled. I don't know who wrote that. It's called The Wooden Bowl. But kind of makes you sit up and think about your actions, doesn't it?
Certainly does. I'm going to leave you with a headline today. This was out of a newspaper from Williamsport, Virginia. It says, prisoner serving 2,000-year sentence could face more time. I always wonder about that when they got 3 life sentences plus 10 years or something like that.
And they're coming up against more charges.
Just one of those little humorous headlines in there.
That's right.
If you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com and then keep listening to the good stuff.